Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. Today, we're joined in the studio by Moreland and Arbuckle, the roots rockers out of Kansas who've just released a new album called Seven Cities. It's the band's sixth record, and although that's a Tears for Fears song you're hearing in the background, this is no covers record. Seven Cities is a concept album about the 16th century explorer Coronado, who did want to rule the world, in fact, and his expedition that took him into the plains of Kansas, searching for the legendary Seven Cities of Gold. More on that in a moment, but first, let's hear a song. This is called Tall Boogie. It's Moreland and Arbuckle, live on Soundcheck.
Taller by the hour, just riding in my car. Taller by the hour, just riding in my car. You know by nighttime my own head are gonna be sailing through the stars, yeah! Night fell all around me. You can't believe the things I saw. So the night fell all around me, people. You cannot believe the things I saw. As I was creeping down some county highway, living just outside the law. Now, boys, let's get tall. Flashing up ahead, boys. Got a wolf a howling in my ear. Got a red light flashing up ahead, boys. Got a wolf a howling in my ear. Just a spoonful of your precious love. You know that I got nothing left to fear. Oh, no.
That is Moreland and Arbuckle live on Soundcheck with their song Tall Boogie. Let me introduce you to the band, Dustin Arbuckle, singing and playing the harmonica. Hi, Dustin.
Hello.
Aaron Moreland playing guitar and on that song, the cigar box guitar.
Howdy.
And behind our drum kit is Kendall Newby. The album is called Seven Cities. It's out now. Tall Boogie is on it. Before I get to the record, guys, let me just ask you each about your instruments. The first sound, practically, Dustin, that we heard on that song was the harmonica, way distorted. Are you, like, running that through a guitar pedals or something like
that? No, not at all. It's just going straight into the amp. I'm playing a just little single 10-inch speaker, about 12-watt amp, made by a company called Vintage 47. It's modeled off, like, an old 50s Oahu, and I'm playing an old, I think it's a 1960s Electro-Voice RE10 microphone, just kind of trying to go for that gritty old Chicago blues-style tone.
Yeah. So, how many of these do you have to travel with? You know, it's a different harmonica for each key, right?
Right. You can play multiple keys on one harmonica. But yeah, I don't know. I've probably got about six or seven or eight in the regular rotation, but you got to have backups for all of those and odd keys for something strange happens.
Now, while Dustin was just talking, Aaron was switching from the cigar box to the regular guitar. But cigar box guitars, this was like a... It still is kind of a thing. You know, people build them. They sell kits now, right, where you can make your own?
Yeah, I think they probably do. It's a pretty popular thing these days.
And it literally is what it says, what it sounds like. It's a guitar, a cigar box with a neck affixed to it.
Correct.
But not six strings. It's not big enough for six strings.
Some are. The one that I play is, and it's four strings, one bass string, and three guitar strings, and you can split the signal and run the bass string into a bass amp and the guitar strings into a guitar amp. That's how it has that appearance of multiple instruments at once.
Yeah. So the thing with cigar box guitars is I always just assumed they had to be acoustic because the cigar box is empty. It's a box, and if you amplify it, it'll feed back.
Well, you know, my friend Mike Snyder in Tennessee that built mine, if you would open it up, it's really kind of a solid block in there. It's pretty heavy. It's pretty solid. So it's really almost, in a way, the actual box is really just kind of a cover.
Right. So what got you interested in this cigar box cult?
It was completely serendipitous. I was just playing a show we were playing out on the street in Helena, Arkansas at the King Biscuit Blues Festival, and I did not know him at the time, but Mike walked up to me and started talking to me, and he was familiar with our music, and he had a cigar box that he'd built in his hand, very similar to the one that I just played, and we became friends, and he started building them for me, so it was purely by luck.
Building them for me, you said, so you have multiple cigar
I do. I have three, four, five of them. I have a couple that I really like the best, so I, you know, stick to them.
All right. And the cigar boxes, are they wood or like good cigar boxes, or are they the cheap cardboard things?
No, that is actually a good question because they are made out of wood, but he's told me recently that after the economy took a nosedive, that a lot of cigar manufacturing companies went to cardboard, and so it's been harder for him to find good boxes, and the box does matter, even though it's a solid mass on the inside. The bridge sits on top of the box, so if it's too thick, it sounds weird, and there's a lot to it.
Wow. Who knew? All right, so Aaron has switched from the cigar box guitar that he just played to the regular instrument. Dustin, the album is called Seven Cities. I referred to it in the introduction as a concept album. I mean, you don't slavishly follow it throughout every song, but was the idea going into the studio, hey, let's make a concept album, or did this sort of happen while you were writing?
It kind of happened by accident. The first track, Quivira, which we're getting ready to play here in a moment, is very much about the quest for the seven cities of gold that Coronado embarked on all those years ago and that brought him to the Kansas Prairie. And of course, he didn't find seven big cities made out of gold out there. He found some Native American tribes that he spent some time with and decided the land was really good, but he still had the guide who brought him there strangled because there wasn't any gold. You know, as we started thinking about the other songs that we had and the themes of a lot of those songs, it's like, well, this theme of the thirst and the lust for wealth and power and the climb to those things, and then the corruption and the downfall that often comes after you attain them, we've really got a common thread running through this. Mm. So that's kind of what it ended up being.
So the Tears for Fears cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World, did that, was that like, once you had the idea, it was like, hey, here's a song that would be perfect, or was that already in the mix?
Well, we were just searching for a cover to do that was something popular, and we talked about a few different songs, and we worked that tune out, and it was a good fit. There was no plan with the concept, and then we realized,
really?
It's like, wow, this works perfect.
It worked perfectly, absolutely. So the album's called Seven Cities, and the band, Moreland and Arbuckle, is playing tonight at Iridium, two shows, 8 and 10 p.m., and playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. And as Dustin said a moment ago, they're prepared to do this song, Quivira. Is there an actual place in Kansas that still has this name?
There's a really high hill that's about an hour north of us called Quivira Heights.
No, Coronado Heights.
Coronado Heights, okay. So there's some streets around the state called Quivira Street.
There's a scout ranch down in the southeast part of the state called Quivira.
All right, so still some echoes of Coronado's search for the fabled lost cities of gold in modern Kansas.
It's part of the local lore, definitely.
All right, and now it's the name of a song from the new album Seven Cities by Moreland and Arbuckle. Here's another live performance on Soundcheck.
Going on the trees, oh, out in the kingdom of Quivira.
That is Moreland and Arbuckle live in the studio on Soundcheck with their song Quivira from the new album Seven Cities. Dustin Arbuckle playing harmonica and singing, Aaron Moreland on guitar singing, and Kendall Newby on drums and, yes, singing. Here's another song from the new record that they're going to play live for us on Soundcheck today and probably tonight as well in their two shows at Iridium, tonight at 8 and 10 p.m. It's the band Moreland and Arbuckle, live on Soundcheck with Modern Boy.
My face, I'm feeling it. A new God on my TV screen. Can't get religion when it changes every day. And I'm stranded in between. Flavor just gets a week now. Cause a month's too long to pay. It don't matter, they all turn out the same. New twist on an old cliche. Whoa, Lord, I'm just a modern boy. I'm in this postmodern world. Just a modern boy. Ah, in this postmodern world. Getting late in the summer, I'm feeling it. Still mission, I was back in June. I missed the event of the season. I'm staring at a harvest. I still look pretty at a distance, but come closer, I fade away. Everyone I know is living tomorrow, but I can't finish yesterday. Whoa, Lord, I'm just a modern.
Moreland and Arbuckle live on Soundcheck with a song called Modern Boy, which Dustin doesn't seem to be part of the overall arc of the concept of the album, the Coronado quest for gold and all that. Is this?
It was the bonus at the end.
But it's kind of funny that, you know, Modern Boy suddenly turns out to not be a very kind of up-to-date thing because it's a postmodern world.
Right. Well, it's about that whole concept of trying to find a way to stay hip gracefully and not seem like you're trying too hard, I guess.
Well, now, people listening to this music, people of a certain age, will be saying, oh, I can't believe it. There are still people playing music that sounds like this. You know, because, you know, there were lots of bands in the 70s, you know, who had this kind of real rooted sound and, you know, ended songs the way you guys just did, you know, with a drum break and then the final slash of the chords on the guitar and stuff. I mean, but you guys are too young to have grown up with that music, right?
Oh, no. I grew up in a super isolated area of Kansas, so classic rock radio is what I grew up on.
Really?
100%. I didn't have MTV where I grew up, so what I, you know, that's the stuff I literally grew up on.
Uh-huh. So it was still pretty much the way Coronado found it back in the 16th century.
Not much different.
More cattle.
So now let me ask you guys, changing the subject here. This is sort of a question we're asking listeners and guests over the course of the next number of days. We're talking about karaoke and asking people for their best or worst karaoke experiences. You guys don't strike me as the type who frequent a lot of karaoke bars, but I'm going to put the question out there to the two of you anyway.
I'd say our worst karaoke story is that we lost a gig to it one time. We used to play this bar in Wichita every Wednesday night just doing our two-piece acoustic thing, which is how Aaron and I started playing. Mm-hmm. And we went on tour for a couple weeks, and we came home, and the owner was like, well, we've been trying karaoke while you're gone, and some of the regulars sure seem to like it, so we're just going to go ahead and go with that. And so it was like, well, okay, I hate karaoke even more now. Kendall's got a great karaoke story.
Do tell, Kendall.
Yeah, I once got so into singing some Whitesnake, I think it was, you know, Here I Go Again.
By Whitesnake.
By Whitesnake. And I did the power stance, you know, got my legs real wide, get down and get that high note, and crotch ripped right out of my pants. It was awesome.
Did people think it was part of the performance?
I hope so.
All right. Aaron? You got any karaoke tales?
You know, one time we played it. I don't have any karaoke talents. I'm happy to say I've never done that, but I'm not much of a singer, so it wouldn't work out well for anybody. But one time we played this show, and when we were done, there was a karaoke guy setting up, and he was trying to convince Dustin to do some karaoke, and Dustin quite bluntly said, you know what, dude, I don't like karaoke at all because it takes away jobs from real musicians. And it didn't go over so good.
Yeah, he tried to goad me into, oh, well, if you're a real musician, you should get in this competition. And I was like, man, just leave me alone.
So, Dustin, as the singer in a genuine band, the idea of singing to backing tracks in front of a bar full of drunks just doesn't appeal to you?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the whole institution of karaoke. Mm-hmm. If it's your thing, man, that's cool.
Not for everybody.
Yeah, not for everybody. I feel like a lot of those bars back in the day would have had bands playing, and I think that's more desirable in my particular opinion.
Moreland and Arbuckle is the band. The album, their newest, is called Seven Cities. It is out now, and guys, it's been a lot of fun having you here playing for us in the studio. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's been a blast for us.
Wonderful.
This is Soundcheck.
Girl, I'll tell lies. And I ain't afraid to look you in the eye.
Hope you've enjoyed our live session here at soundcheck.org with Moreland and Arbuckle. You will be able to hear this session on demand later today. Just follow us on Twitter or Facebook. We'll let you know when it's up. And then be back here tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, here at soundcheck.org. Beth Orton will be performing live, solo, here in the Soundcheck studio. 2 p.m. at soundcheck.org.